Opponents of the Horse Heaven Clean Energy Center proposal say the visual impacts on the Columbia Basin from the large wind turbines will be unacceptable.
They are unsightly during the day and constantly flash lights annoyingly at night.
That's Dr. James Konka, a research scientist who spoke during the public comment period on the bill. 8th District Representative April Connors is the sponsor of House Bill 1173, reducing light pollution associated with certain energy infrastructure. The bill would require radar equipment to be installed on wind turbines. Connors presented the bill in a public hearing to the Environment and Energy Committee on January 16th.
It's a monitoring system that works with the radar on the airplanes that when they're close by, the lights turn on.
Connor says these aircraft detection lighting systems are already used in the U.S. and Europe. If passed into law, the systems would be installed on all current and future wind turbines in the state. Opponents of the bill expressed concerns over the cost of the system and who will be responsible for paying for them. I'm Dory Luzo-Gilmore.